Welcome to the Empowered Midlife, where we explore the transformative journey of embracing our true selves in midlife. I'm your host, Dr. T. Join me each week as we share insights, personal stories, and yes, practical tips to live our midlife unapologetically with authenticity and empowerment. Together, we'll uncover the joy of rediscovering purpose, tapping into your inner power, and embracing the changes that come with aging. If you're ready to redefine your midlife, reclaim your health, and live life fully, you know, fully empowered, guess what? You're in the right place. I'm Dr. Tracy Knighton, a licensed professional counselor in the state of Georgia and South Carolina. I am so excited to have you join me for this very first episode. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit pause. I want you to go get your favorite cup of tea. Come on back and let's have a conversation about everything. I specialize in helping women master midlife, menopause, mindset, and mental wellness. Why is it so important for us to master those things at this age? Listen, honey, you gave your 20s away. You probably partied away just like I did. 30s, you kind of settled on in. 40s, things started happening to you that you were just not quite sure of. And here you are in your 50s. You are full blown in midlife and you're going, wait a minute. Why did no one ever tell me what midlife feels like? Well, here's your girl ready to help you navigate it. So let me share my story. I grew up in a two-parent household. Mom was around, aunties were around, but I never really wondered. I mean, you know, you're living your best life in your 20s. I never really wondered why I would always see my aunts fanning. How many of you are just like that? And so as I got older, remember when you were young, we all heard this said to us, girl, when you get your period, you are going to be a woman. Well, nobody told us what it meant to start doing this in your 40s. And so here we are in our late 30s, in our 40s, and we're starting to fan and things are starting to happen with our body that nobody has prepared us for. But not only that, you have the physical changes that are happening, but you also have the mental changes that are happening as well. And nobody talked to us about that. Nobody talked to us about the brain fog, the forgetfulness. Nobody talked to us about the anxiety, the depression, the overwhelm. All we knew was that when you hit whatever menopause was, you started having hot flashes. But there's a whole event that takes place over not one night, two nights, three nights, but over a decade that your body begins to change. And it's not just physical. So as I'm going through, I can remember it like it was yesterday. My family, we were in Florida, and I'm sitting at the table working away on something. And I just remember this wave of heat that came through my body. It felt like it came through from the pits of hell up through my feet and out the crown of my head. And my husband looked at me and he says, wifey, are you okay? And I went, I don't think so. I felt like I was on fire. And it wasn't until then that I really started doing the research of why I was having hot flashes. And that's when I did a deep dive into menopause. When I started those symptoms, I also began to notice that women were coming to my private practice and they were having some of the same mental health issues that I was having. Listen, I was suffering in silence. The Tracy that I once knew that was vibrant and just ready to conquer the world had thoughts that were coming to her like this. Listen, I felt like things were moving in slow motion. My thoughts were just jumbled. I couldn't complete a sentence. I would start a sentence and I would forget my words. Listen, I was anxious. I was so anxious at times. Can I just tell y'all what happened? There was one night I thought I was dreaming that I had sand in my mouth. only to wake and find that I cracked my own tooth from the stress that I was putting on my tooth because I was grinding my teeth at night. And when I started to have conversations with my therapist about what I was experiencing, listen, she says, Tracy, you're a therapist. That's anxiety. And I went, wait, what? I'm not anxious about anything. I started to have thoughts about ending my life, but without a plan. I just thought about, you know what? What if I was no longer here? What would that feel like? If I could just go to sleep and not wake up, or if I could just drive away and never come back. Now, listen, I love my husband with all my heart, but can I be honest with you? He was getting on my nerves. I didn't even like myself, let alone like him. And so I began to question who I was and what was really wrong with me, only to discover as I did my own work, there was nothing wrong with me. It was called menopause. And nobody, it was actually called perimenopause, and nobody ever sat down with me to have the conversation of what this beautiful transition looks like, as much as we had the conversation about what it means to be a woman when you get your period. I don't know about y'all, but I had multiple conversations of what you were supposed to do when your period shows up. But I never had conversations with anyone about what it feels like to have thoughts that look like bowls of spaghetti in your brain, what it feels like to only sleep 1, 2, or 3 hours a night, what it feels like to gain 20, 30 pounds in what feels like only overnight, what it feels like to be on your A game for so many years, only to have it snatched up from you. Nobody ever had a conversation with me about that. Nobody ever told me that you were going to start to doubt yourself, that your deodorant was going to stop working, that it was going to feel like sandpaper between your legs sometimes. Nobody ever had a conversation with me about that. But here we are. We're in this beautiful stage of life, and it feels like sometimes you are by yourself. But can I help you, sis? After today, you are no longer by yourself. Can I tell you, I did the work. And as I did the work on myself, as I learned how important, oh my gosh, I learned how important self-care was and still is. It is part of my daily life. Self-care is a lifestyle that I started for myself, to love on myself, to take care of myself, so that the favorite version of me shows up for me first. I had to learn that. And as I began to learn that for myself, because self-care is not just getting your nails done, girl, getting your hair done, getting your lashes done, going to get a massage. No, that's not self-care. There are so many more pillars to self-care. And once you learn that, once you learn that, yes, girl, even setting boundaries and saying no to people is self-care, listen, it's a game changer. So I ended up getting on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy because it's what worked for me, which significantly reduced my night sweats. It significantly reduced my hot flashes. It significantly helped with the brain fog, so much so that I started to see the person I used to be. And so now I'm on a journey to help my sisters, you all, Black women, understand why we need to be engaged with one another, talking with one another, sharing with one another, because our journey, our medical journey, is so very different. Did you know that there will be 1 billion women who will enter perimenopause and menopause this year? 1 billion with a B. How many of those women look like us? How many of those women talk like us? How many of those women have the same experiences that we have when it comes to menopause? And so that is my mission, to help Black women navigate this beautiful transition of midlife, menopause. We're in this together. You're not on an island by yourself, sis. That's what I'm here for, to help you. I'll be bringing on experts. I will be bringing on other sisters who will be here to share with you, to encourage you, to make you feel like, you know what? You can really do this. Because the truth of the matter is, girl, we know we can do hard things. We've done them before. So listen, I want to make sure that you know that this is all natural. Just as getting your period on the front end was natural, this part of our lives is just as beautiful. And here's what I really love about being in this stage of my life, in this midlife stage of my life. Here's what I absolutely love. Listen, I get to do this on my own terms, girl. Yep, mistakes and all, experiences and all, joys, happiness, lows. Listen, all of that stuff I did in my 20s, my 30s, and my 40s. Listen, these 50s are going to be absolutely amazing. Why? Because I get to do it on my terms. That's what midlife is all about. It's not about surviving. It's about thriving. It's not about giving up. It's about starting over. And to some women, that sounds absolutely scary. But here's the joy in it. You're starting over for you. You're building this next stage of your life, the 2.0 version of your life. You're building this life, not for your kids, not for your husband, not for your aging parents that you're taking care of, not even for your grandkids. Sis, you doing this for you. It's all about us sitting together, creating this community where we get to share, we get to grow, we get to uplift, and we get to empower. So thank you for giving me that time to share my story with you. I hope that you will take the time to share and hit the subscribe button to this podcast. Because sis, I'm ready to help you navigate what is going to be the most amazing time of your life. Thank you for joining me.